Why, Hellboy wondered rhetorically, do we always do these things at midnight? The question he asked out loud was perhaps no less rhetorical, but it was somewhat more to the point. Are you sure this is going to work? No, Abe Sapien replied casually. He finished calibrating the Verteron inhibitor unit, thumbed it into standby mode, and then stepped back so that Hellboy could wrangle the heavy device on its massive iron tripod into position on the pitcher's mound. Great, Hellboy grunted as he set himself to that task. The stadium was eerie in the middle of the night, almost as eerie as some graveyards he'd been in during his career, which he wouldn't have expected. It was a smallish ballpark as these things went, only seating about 40,000 people. Its old-fashioned design put the seats right up close to the field, giving it an intimate, even chummy atmosphere during the day, or in the early evening with the lights turned on and the stands packed with cheering fans. And they generally were, too. The Knights weren't very good. They rarely had a winning season and had never once made it to the postseason, but they had a large and loyal following. They were by far the more popular of the two Major League Baseball teams in New Avalon, despite the fact that the Monarchs had a much bigger, slicker stadium, massive corporate backing, and two World Series trophies. Knights Field prided itself on being one of the friendliest parks in the majors. Right now, though, it felt hard and forbidding. The empty stands and massive mechanical scoreboard looming over the field and its nocturnal visitors like disapproving sentinels. Hellboy would be just as glad to get this job over with and get out. He saw movement out of the corner of his eye and whirled, his hand automatically dropping toward the big handgun hanging from his belt. He stopped himself from drawing it with an effort of will as he saw that the moving figure was the jumpsuited shape of a maintenance man, merging into the watery evening light from the shadowy depths of the home team's dugout. "Geez," Hellboy said, removing his hand from the gun. "What are you doing here?" The skinny maintenance man said nothing for a moment. Then he raised his head and looked Hellboy in the eye, and his eyes flashed with an eerie blue-white fire. "Oh, sh-" Hellboy said. "Shuck off!" the maintenance man roared in a voice like a kettle drum. Lightning shot from his outstretched hand and hit Hellboy full in the chest, hurling him away from the inhibitor and sending him sprawling painfully on the frozen grass near third base. Abe lunged for the inhibitor's controls, but the maintenance man zapped him as well. "Abe," Hellboy called, "you okay?"
"Can't move," Abe replied from somewhere near second base.
"Yeah, me neither. Just hang tight, it'll wear off in a minute." Hellboy slowly raised his head, about the only part of his body that wasn't as numb as granite just then, to look at the man in the coverall, who was walking with a slow, even step out to the middle of the field. "Vladislav Shandor, I presume," he said. The man paused, then turned his glittering eyes toward Hellboy. In the gloom, the investigator could just make out a smile spreading onto his face.
"Very clever," he said.
"Not really," Hellboy replied. "What other warlock creep is going to show up to stop us from whacking whatever monster you trapped under Knight's Field?"
Shandor inclined his head, conceding the point. "Fine," he said. "You are not clever after all. In fact, now that I look at the situation more closely, I am forced to agree. You two shouldn't have come here alone."
"It's what we do," Hellboy replied chattily. "So listen, Vlad, I'm curious. Why summon a harbinger of chaos and trap it under a baseball stadium?"
Shandor chuckled.
"Why does a mortal man ever have truck with such creatures?" he replied. "Revenge, my friend."
"Revenge? On the Knights?"
"Yes, revenge," Shandor said. "Not for myself, though. For Walter."
Hellboy blinked.
"Walter? Who's Walter?" he asked.
"Walter Johnson," Shandor said in the voice of one who is patiently explaining something obvious to a very stupid person.
It didn't help Hellboy. "Who the hell is Walter Johnson?" he demanded.
"Don't toy with me, demon," Shandor snarled. "I hold your life in my hands."
"That happens to me a lot," Hellboy replied, unconcerned. "Are you going to tell me who Walter Johnson is or not?"
"He was a baseball pitcher," Abe put in, making Shandor jump slightly. He'd forgotten that the other investigator was there.
"He was the greatest baseball pitcher," he roared. "The greatest who ever lived. He gave this miserable team his life. Gave them the only World Series win they ever had. And how did they repay him? They cast him aside like a worn-out shoe.
No, this cannot stand. It cannot stand.
The Knights never won the World Series. And they sure as hell never had a great pitcher, Hellboy said.
Walter Johnson didn't play for the Knights, Abe explained. He pitched for the Washington Senators in the early 1900s.
The 1900s?
Hellboy blurted. Slowly, he hitched himself up on his elbows so that he could give Shandra the incredulous stare he deserved.
You cursed the Knights because of some 20th century ballplayer?
He came to me, Shandor said, a mad light gleaming in his eyes. He came to me and begged me to balance the scales. He cannot rest until he knows the team that cast him out will never win again without him.
But this isn't the same team, Hellboy said.
Actually, Abe interjected quietly, it is.
What?
Yes, yes, your fishy friend knows, Shandor said. The Knights were once the Minnesota Twins, and before that they were the Senators.
But so were the Neo-Texas Rangers, Abe pointed out.
Bah! An expansion franchise, Shandor spat. Not the true Senators, not Walter's Senators. No, this is the team that had to be punished in order for the big train to rest easy in the next world.
Look, buddy, Hellboy said. If all you were doing was screwing up a baseball team's win-loss ratio with this little escapade, that'd be one thing. But your little pal under the field here has been killing people for more than 20 years.
An unexpected side effect, Shandor mused, nodding.
Great Budzilig sleeps during the cold months, and the Knight's own energies sustain him during the season, but there's a gap.
Yeah, well, that gap has killed dozens of innocent people. People who had nothing to do with your little grudge against the Senators, Hellboy said.
Yes, he has, Shandor acknowledged. And now he will claim two more.
Budzilig! Amaldak Shugor Kabathakal! Horog Shuglamath!
Okay, I definitely don't like the sound of that, Hellboy said, doubling his efforts to get his body back under control.
It actually recovered faster than he expected, but he'd drawn it out in hopes of keeping Shandor talking. Now he gritted his teeth and made himself get up. Glancing across the way, he saw Abe still flat on his back. The amphibian investigator was tough, damn tough, but he didn't have Hellboy's infernal constitution. The field shook, then split open. The Verderon inhibitor tipped over and crashed to the frozen ground on its side as the pitcher's mound parted, making way for a huge, fleshy, sucker-lined tentacle.
Not good, Hellboy muttered.
The tentacle, which looked about as big around as Hellboy's own body, flailed blindly in the air for a moment, then lashed downward, straight toward Abe. Hellboy tensed to leap into its path, not knowing if he could get his still shocky body to make the move in time. The tentacle smacked down onto a dome of hard black light that suddenly appeared over Abe's sprawled form.
What? Shandor blurted.
The tentacle recoiled from the dome of dark as if burned by it, and a grieved, hideous, muffled roar sounded from under the field. The light dissipated, revealing a petite figure in a dark blue cloak standing over Abe, her hands crossed in front of her face.
Raven, Hellboy blurted.
Would you guys keep the noise down?
Raven asked dryly in a soft, sardonic voice.
People are trying to sleep.
Witch! Shandor snarled. You won't stop me!
He hurled lightning at her, the same spell that had felled Abe and Hellboy, but she blocked it with more of that black light, then counterstruck with her own power, forcing Shandor onto the defensive.
I'll handle this guy, Raven said. You see what you can do about Budzilig.
Three more fat tentacles burst from the ground around the now-demolished pitcher's mound, flailing wildly at the air as the horrible roaring from beneath the ground increased in intensity.
Sure, Hellboy said. Great.
Shandor hissed with fury and doubled his efforts, but Raven seemed to be his equal in the sorcerer's arts. The two stood deadlocked, their powers sizzling and slashing at each other in the space between, as Shandor's chthonic ally went berserk. Hellboy drew his weapon, a massive revolver of Ignatine manufacturer. The monks called it the Samaritan, and blasted the nearest tentacle. Blue-green ichor spattered from a wound the size of a watermelon as the hand cannon's huge bullet struck home. It made a sound like a side of beef falling from a rooftop to the sidewalk. The monstrous creature shrieked. Part of its main body was starting to emerge from the field now, complete with a beaked maw like that of some nightmarishly huge squid, and slammed him to the ground with a second tentacle.
Hellboy cursed and tried to roll over, but before he could scramble to his feet, the tentacle wrapped around him and heaved him into the air.
Oh, crap!
Hellboy yelled as Bud Selig flourished him high in the air, then slammed him to the ground in the general vicinity of first base. That's good. Keep him distracted, Raven said dryly as she focused her efforts on neutralizing Shandor.
Very funny!
Hellboy bellowed as the monster smashed him down again, not far from Abe.
Bud Selig Makoth Habagslava!
Shandor screeched, his eye and neck veins bulging.
Shakur Hadshel Bag Nakoya!
The incantation was interrupted by another terrible roar from the monster, one that even took its summoner by surprise. The creature thumped Hellboy to the ground, near where he'd fallen when Shandor had zapped him, but as it lifted him again, he drove the fingers of his stone hand into the flesh of its tentacle. Ichor spouted out around them as he wrenched the hand downward with all his strength, tearing a gash in the flabby, glistening surface. Bud Selig released him, rearing back to howl and lash at the sky with all four tentacles, two maimed now. Hellboy hit home plate hard, bleeding from angry red-black sucker marks around his body, and sagged for a half-second before rising and blasting the main mass of the creature's body with the Samaritan. The creature jerked, keening as the slugs tore into its hideous flesh, and Shandor's body jerked with it. Sweat popped out in the sorcerer's forehead as he fought to retain control and keep fending off Raven.
"You'll never stop him that way!"
Shandor yelled.
"I don't intend to," Hellboy replied, smirking slightly. "Just keep it busy."
As the monstrous being slashed at the air with its tentacles, trying and failing to get a new grip on Hellboy, Abe, who had at last shaken off the shock of Shandor's blast, just in time to roll out of the hurtling Hellboy's path a few moments before, darted in from its flank. Quick as lightning, he seized the Verderon inhibitor, wrenched it free from its mangled tripod, and then hurled it with all the strength in his long aquatic muscles at Hellboy. A moment later, one of Bud Selig's undamaged tentacles hit him broadside, flinging him clean across right field and into the bleachers. Hellboy holstered his pistol and dove for the inhibitor, catching it just before it hit the ground and rolling out of the way of Bud Selig's pounding tentacles. Rolling to his feet, he caught the tapering end of the nearest one with his stone hand.
"Uh-uh," he said, "not twice."
Then he whirled and smashed the tentacle he held into another one, knocking both away from him before turning and charging straight for the monster's main body. Within seconds, he was inside the creature's reach, his booted hooves churning up chunks of frozen turf. Bud Selig snapped at him, its beak extending on a fleshy protuberance like a stunted tentacle of its own. Hellboy interposed his stone hand, propping the beak open with its indestructible length, and then shoved the inhibitor inside with the other and thumbed the activator. The device emitted a hair-raising near-ultrasonic whine, like the sound of a million strobe flashes all charging at once, and then pulsed. Bud Selig convulsed, its very structure rippling, as the inhibitor's charged energy pulse tore at the bonds that held its animated matter structure to the mystic energy field that was the creature's true self. It shrieked in inhuman agony, its tentacles whipping and pulsing, but when the pulse passed, it was very clearly still very much alive.
"Oh, crap,"
Hellboy muttered a half second before it figured out how to spiral a tentacle into the center and snag him, did so, and then hurled him up into the press box. Vladislav Shandor gave a triumphant laugh.
"Yes! Now, immortal Bud Selig! Crush my foe with your..."
As he extracted himself painfully from the right field bleachers, Abe Sapien smiled very slightly. Unlike Hellboy, who never bothered to read the technical briefings on new pieces of equipment, he knew that the inhibitor was supposed to do that. The first pulse was just to take the beast's measure, figure out the resonance rates of its Verderon flux. Now came the real thing. The beast didn't even have time to howl as the Verderon pulse tore through it, stripping away the bonds that held together the crude matter of its earthly form. It simply twitched, rippled, and then dissolved into a brilliant column of light that rushed skyward and vanished.
"No!" Shandor cried. "Bud Selig Zakashavor! Shugnath Slakad Abada!"
"Enough of this," Raven growled, her eyes going white.
"Azareth! Metreon! Zinthas!"
The glowing blackness surrounding her and the dark blue of her garments both changed to white as the eye-shaped amulet at her throat popped open, pouring out the purest light Shandor had ever seen. It tore at him, ripping his defenses to shreds. He reeled, screaming.
"No!" he yelled, wild-eyed. "Walter, help me! Help your most humble servant!
Walter Johnson Zaka Shabor! Shugnath Slakada Baratal Jakar!
Hellboy heaved himself out of the wreckage of the press box and jumped down to the field just in time to be blown over by the shockwave as a bolt of lightning streaked out of the sky and struck Shandor dead on. Abe, still in the bleachers, ducked behind the right field wall. Raven cried out and shielded her eyes, her white cloak blowing all around her. High above, the glass in the stadium's lights shattered, raining down all over the field. Hellboy sat up, shook his head, and then carefully rose to his feet, brushing bits of glass from his tattered coat and bloodied chest. Then he drew the Samaritan and climbed warily out of the knight's dugout. His eyes had been dazzled by the light show, so it took him a moment to make out shapes. Raven's cloak had gone back to dark blue when her amulet closed after the blast, so she was almost invisible anyway. The pale gray-green shape of Abe was visible off to one side as he made his way in from right field. There was nothing left of Budzilig but a smoking hole in the ground where the pitcher's mound belonged. And the man standing halfway between first and home was not Vladislav Shandor. He was much taller, his shoulders much broader, and he was dressed not in the dark jumpsuit of a maintenance man, but in the white flannels of an old-time baseball player. "Would somebody like to tell me what in the hell is going on around here?" asked Walter Johnson. Wednesday, November 10th, 2410, BPRD Headquarters. Hellboy stood by the window of BPRD Director Tom Manning's office, looking down at the courtyard behind the main BPRD building. It was a cold, blustery day in the rest of New Avalon, but in the courtyard the weather was spring-like and balmy, thanks to an adept down in research who had a way with that kind of thing. Annalise Fleming was taking advantage of the opportunity to play a little catch with one of the greatest baseball pitchers who ever lived. "How's he taking it?" Hellboy asked. Manning turned from the report he was perusing. "Johnson? He'll be fine. We've got him in the standard orientation program. He's a little taken aback." Hellboy reached into his inside pocket, took out a cigar, stuck it in the corner of his mouth, fished out a box of wooden matches, struck one on his stone hand, lit the cigar with it, then shook it out and tossed it in Manning's ashtray. He chuckled. "Well, it's not every day you get resurrected in the 25th century by some wacko he thought he was calling on your infernal power." He turned to Manning. "He didn't have anything to do with the monster, you know." Manning nodded. "Lise told me," he said. "She spent most of yesterday while you were lying around in the infirmary, guiding him through a spirit revelation. Whatever Shandor was communicating with that told him to trap that thing under Knight's Field, it wasn't Walter Johnson." He plopped the report down at his desk and sighed. "So, we'll get him oriented, make sure he's going to be okay, and then release him into society." He lit a cigar of his own. "How's Abe doing?" "He's fine," Hellboy said. "Broken arm. Same one he broke on the GRescue job, but in a different place. The docs say it'll bond, so we won't know the difference in a few days." "And you?" Manning asked, gesturing with his stogie to the bandages crossing Hellboy's barrel chest.
"I'm okay," Hellboy said dismissively. "I get banged up worse than this every Valpurgis knocked."
He puffed his cigar, then walked around Manning's desk and headed for the door.
"Take it easy, Tom. I'm taking the day off. You need me for anything, I'm going to be hanging down at Strange Fate Books."
"You do that," Manning called after him, then got started on the next report. On November 12, 2410, a BPRD Esper team reported the Knights Field area of Puckett's Landing free of any supernatural activity. Walter Johnson completed reorientation in December. In January 2411, he signed a 5-year, 15 million credit contract with the New Avalon Knights as player-manager. Under his leadership, the Knights won the 2411 World Series, defeating the New Avalon Monarchs of the Galactic League in 5 games. During the series, Johnson pitched 2 complete games and gave up only 1 earned run. The disturbances around Knights Field have never recurred.